This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots of time to answer your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we're going to start the program with a feature on exercise, but we invite you to call us. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. Any subject related to medicine, health, nutrition, vitamins, supplements, your own personal health regimen, that's grist for the mill for Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-TALK this hour or next. And a little later in the program, we're going to take a look at the question, do bright lights, which are ubiquitous these days, you know, we're peering into screens and we've got bright lights going on from early morning till late at night, do they promote diabetes? Also, benefits of blueberries and pomegranates. Those are among the stories we're going to tackle for you today on Intelligent Medicine. But first, let's take a look at exercise. In a new study, it turns out that lifting weights as you age cuts your risk of early death by 46%. And so some of you may be saying, okay, great, yeah. When you look at a group of people who are 65 or 70, and you compare the folks who are weightlifting, which are probably a relatively small minority. I like to say that I'm part of that minority because I do weightlifting on a regular basis. But frankly, the ranks of people who are weightlifting past 65 are thinning, right? You know, due to aches and pains, due to just loss of initiative, due to heart problems and blood pressure problems and you name it. People are daunted. They don't exercise. They don't lift weights. So you may say, well, yeah, of course. The people who exercise are healthier, and hence they're less at risk of dying. But in this particular study, they actually corrected for that. You're going to say, of course, older folks who lift must be in better health to begin with. But in this study, they adjusted for body mass index, which is whether patients are overweight or not overweight, chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension, drinking, smoking. Even after adjustment, showed that lifting was linked to a 19% reduced risk of death. And you might say, well, yeah, I can't see myself doing that, you know, 3-4 times a week. I'm not a musclehead. But in this particular study, resistance training, even as little as once per week, conferred benefits. You don't have to crush it when it comes to heavy bench pressing or squats. We know the benefits of that for bone, for muscle, for heart, even for hormone production. It turns out that doing heavy squats, exercising the large muscle groups, tends to boost production of growth hormone and testosterone, which is an anti-aging strategy, even without taking those expensive interventions. So here's another one. And I'm happy to say that, you know, I diversify my exercise portfolio, do a lot of swimming. And it turns out that swimming may slow down aging by decades. This, according to Indiana University's Bloomington Center for the Science of Swimming. It's interesting that in the Midwest, you might think, well, it's got to be California or Florida that dominates the NCAA swimming competitions. But Indiana University, a pretty good swim team, lots of great Midwestern swim teams. Well, they did a study on masters swimmers over age 35 who swam roughly 3,200 to 4,500 meters 3 to 5 times a week. Now, I'm going to tell you that that's no mean accomplishment. And I am by no means at that level. I swim about 1.5 kilometers 3 times a week, but not 5 times a week, and not up to 4.8 kilometers. That's a lot of swimming. That's like really heavy-duty swim team training. But it turns out that that level of swimming postponed the aging process dramatically, and not just for a few years, but for decades. So I'll take a small fraction of that benefit because I'm doing a fraction of that very, very high level of exercise. But remember, these masters swimmers, once you're over 35, you're considered over the hill as a swimmer, so you are a master swimmer. What about folks 65, 70, and 80 who continue swimming? The health benefits of swimming, including it's kind to your joints and improves flexibility. It's easier if you get a problem running, you got bad ankles, bad feet, bad knees, bad hips. You can swim. It helps you to lose weight. It improves your mental outlook. I find it's a de-stressor when I swim in the pool for 35, 45 minutes. It's a good aerobic exercise, and it's pretty inexpensive. You know, join a local Y, local pool, need a swimsuit and some goggles, maybe some fins, maybe some hand paddles to accentuate your stroke technique. And it's social, because if you swim regularly, you're going to make some swim buddies. So here's, though, what they consider the ultimate sport for increasing life expectancy. I'm doing a trifecta of exercise stories here, first on resistance training and then on swimming. But when it comes to sports that increase life expectancy, tennis tops the list, according to a new study. I mean, look, frankly, studies, yeah, there are studies and there are studies, and some studies are biased and some studies are inaccurate. And every sport has its claim to fame. But researchers looked at 9,000 people for up to 25 years, and they tracked what physical activity they did and when they died. And what they found was that the biggest increases in life expectancy occurred with tennis, followed by badminton. I don't know how many people do heavy-duty competitive badminton. Then soccer. Tennis is fine. I don't do that much in the way of tennis. I've kind of dabbled with it. It's tough for some people who have knee and hip problems, but it's one of those sports that you can pretty much do well into your 70s and perhaps beyond. And the additional benefit, in addition to run around a lot, is that engages the brain, because there's eye-hand coordination, and that may be good for preventing cognitive decline. But another benefit of aging, of tennis on aging, is that it's social. It's inevitable when you play tennis. You're playing against somebody, or maybe you're playing doubles, and then you sit down for a soda or a beer afterwards, and you get together with people. You get out of your isolation. You combat loneliness, which really is one of the big killers. And that may be why tennis, as opposed to running or swimming, relatively solitary sports, tennis tops the list, they say, of sports for increasing life expectancy. So whatever you may, the moral of the story is diversify your exercise portfolio, keep it interesting, do what you like and what you can stick to and what isn't injurious to you, but maintain a lifetime program of exercise, and you will improve both the quality of your life and the duration of your life. Our number is 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be taking your phone calls momentarily. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take a call now from Roger in Asheville, North Carolina. How you doing, Roger? That's a nice part of the world, Asheville.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had Lyme disease in the summer of 2017. I don't remember getting bit. I don't remember any bullseye rash, but I was diagnosed with it by a blood test, so I...
What were your symptoms? How did that come to your attention?
I had an enlarged spleen, enlarged liver, anemia, slow heartbeat.
Wow.
I was pretty sick.
Really?
So I went on 3 weeks of doxycycline, and that seemed to help quite a bit, but I was never really certain if it was out of my system, and I understand if you get tested again, you're going to show up with antibodies.
Yeah, persistent antibodies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I read this study the other day that said that stevia, the sweetener, is as effective against Lyme as antibiotics like amoxicillin and doxycycline. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a study, and you know, I have it queued up here on my iPad. Headline: stevia shown to be effective against Lyme disease. So what we have to do is we have to kind of evaluate these studies, because yes, indeed, there is a study. I put it in Dr. Evil quotation marks, a study that talks about the efficacy of stevia against Lyme disease spirochetes. And it's from a journal called the European Journal of Microbiology and Immunology. It was published in 2015. It's a journal I'm not familiar with, and there's a lot of journals out there, some of greater or lesser quality. It's not that hard to get an article published in a journal. And what it talks about is the effect in the test tube of stevia, which is a natural sweetener. I mean, that'd be great. I mean, stevia, natural sweetener, bring it on. I'll just drink stevia-sweetened beverages all day long, and it'll cure my Lyme disease. Well, there's a difference between what's called in vitro, which means a test tube, and in vivo. And a lot of things work in vitro, but they don't work in vivo. So they actually did a head-to-head comparison of stevia versus doxycycline and a combination of other antibiotics, cefaparazone and daptomycin. And they found that stevia was pretty, you know, matched up, pretty effective. It actually suppressed the growth of the spirochetes. But that was in a test tube experiment. So subsequently, I don't see any in vivo experiments where they've given stevia in one dose or another, you know, small amounts, massive doses, intravenous stevia, or anything in a real live living human being suffering from Lyme disease. So I can't pull a lot of stock on this. It could be that anecdotally some people feel better. Oh, and then I look at the reporter, the person who published this article, and her credentials are merely that she's a college graduate in chemistry and biology. So that's not exactly suggesting that she is a renowned Lyme disease researcher or scientist in the field. She's merely somebody who went on the internet and found this study And then wrote an article that suggests, I think erroneously, that you can cure Lyme disease with stevia. So that's my take on it. I don't put a lot of stock in that. Now, here's the problem. When you have Lyme disease and you're hit hard, you get treated with antibiotics to eradicate the spirochetes. So there's a couple of problems. One is that even if you did completely eradicate the spirochetes, which are hard to kill, you're going to feel kind of broken down after being so sick. So it's hard to distinguish between people who have persistent Lyme disease caused by these tiny spirochetes that is very, very hard to kill. It's akin to syphilis. These are, you know, similar type of organism. Versus the people who have immune system problems and lingering hormonal problems and metabolic problems and neurological problems after Lyme disease. So do you have active Lyme disease or do you have post-Lyme syndrome? It's hard to determine. So my suggestion to you is work on some strategies, as I do with patients who have had Lyme disease, to recover and bring back to normal your mitochondria, your immune system, your cellular function, all the things that are impaired when you're very sick with any condition, but in particular Lyme disease. Lyme disease attacks so many parts of your body simultaneously, not just the joints, that is sometimes a long path to recovery. All right, and speaking of joints, do stiff, achy joints slow you down? And would you like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage? Well, if you want to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains, here's something you want to hear about. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA7 joint formula for just $9. Ultimate HA7 features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid, or HA. HA works like a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA, well, it has ancillary benefits. It also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better, too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9. That's a special offer. You also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. 1-800-983-1154. Remember, this is a special offer, so call now. 1-800-983-1154. I want to share this item with you. This is interesting, is that pregnant women who take prenatal vitamins are half as likely to have children with autism. And the critical period is they really should start before they get pregnant. Mothers who took prenatal vitamins during the first month of pregnancy had an autism prevalence of about 14%. Those who didn't take vitamins in the first month had a prevalence of 33%. That's double the prevalence. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we are taking your phone calls. You're welcome to call us at 877-726-8255. Let's get all the affiliates out there across America and Canada calling in. 877-726-TALK. And before we get to calls, though, I think And I'm going to enumerate the reasons I think this in a newsletter that's going to come out next week. By the way, y'all should subscribe to our newsletter. Go to drhoffman.com, click on subscribe when they prompt you to subscribe. Just take your email, and we won't bug you. We're not going to pitch you with all kinds of products. We're just going to send you the newsletter. There's a plot against keto and low carb, and it's a concerted media campaign designed to discredit low-carb and keto diets. And why? Who benefits? Well, just think of outfits like Barilla Pasta and Bread Makers and places like Weight Watchers, which basically has an omni-diet. It's not particularly low-carb diet. They say you're going to eat a little bit of everything. And they're getting their clock cleaned by keto. Keto is all the rage. And there have been a series of articles, studies, and outright rumors that have been promulgated by the media and encouraged, I think, in a concerted PR campaign to impugn the benefits of low-carb and keto diets. And I'm just going to tackle one on today's program. It's this story. Headline, low-carb diets linked to atrial fibrillation. Boy, that'll poison the well for a lot of people. I mean, there's nothing that can spoil your day like a heart arrhythmia, right? So, you know, you're on that low-carb diet, it's going to make your heart skip some beats, and pretty soon you'll have atrial fibrillation. You'll need to be on medication. You'll be short of breath. You may need a atrial ablation, which is a procedure. I mean, it's scary. It's scary, really. I mean, a lot of people are going to read this, and I got all kinds of email and Facebook comments and even requests on Twitter to take a look at the study and Dr. Hoffman tell us it ain't so. So here's what this reporting says, and I fault the reporters as much as the researchers, because the researchers, it's a bad study, but the way it's been spun in the media is a case of journalistic malpractice. I'm reading you the actual article here. Low-carb diets are all the rage, but can cutting carbohydrates spell trouble for your heart? People getting a low proportion of their daily calories from carbohydrates such as grains, fruits, and starchy vegetables are significantly more likely to develop atrial fibrillation. According to a study being presented at the American College of Cardiology's 68th Annual Scientific Session. I'm not even sure how this study got accepted. It analyzes the health records of nearly 14,000 people done in China. Okay, so health records. Okay, you look at the health records. Did they get atrial fibrillation? Then there's a diet questionnaire, which is always unreliable, because if you ask people what they ate for breakfast last Thursday, they won't know, or they'll exaggerate. They'll claim more virtue. They'll skip some things that they don't want to share with you. So these recall questionnaires are just bogus, and really not a great tool for ascertaining the effect of diet. Okay, so the restricting carbohydrates have become a popular weight loss strategy in recent years, but these findings are problematic. The long-term effect of carbohydrate restriction is still controversial, especially with regard to its influence on cardiovascular disease, says Dr. Xiaodong Zhuang, a cardiologist at the hospital affiliated with the Sun Yat-sen University in Guangzhou, China, and the study's lead author. So this is a Chinese guy getting a lot of play in the Western media. And he opines, considering the potential influence on arrhythmia, our study suggests this popular weight control method should be recommended cautiously. Now, who is he to say that based on this study? This is ridiculous. They looked at 14,000 people who did not have AFib when they enrolled in the study, and then 1,900 participants were subsequently diagnosed with AFib during an average of 22 years of follow-up. Do you think they remember what they ate 20 years ago? So they used a questionnaire to estimate each participant's daily carbohydrate intake, and they divided them into three groups. And pretty quickly, you're going to see what's wrong with the study. The low-carb group ate 44% of their daily calories as carbohydrates, 44.8%. The middle group, 44.8 to 52%, and the high-carb group was more than 52% of calories. You see what's wrong with this? That is not a low-carb diet by any means. And what they discovered wasn't very significant. The participants who were on the low-carb diet were a mere 18% more likely to develop AFib than those with moderate carbohydrate intake. And, oh, by the way, there was a trend towards worsening that was just as bad when there was a high-carb intake. The high-carb group had a 16% higher risk of developing AFib. So really, what they're saying is middle zone, about 50% of carbohydrates, is the sweet spot for avoiding atrial fibrillation. But here's the problem, is that maybe some of those people who weren't eating a lot of carbohydrates were just eating a lot of meat and junk and a lot of fat, poor quality food. Hey, remember, this is China, and the Chinese diet has changed enormously. They've gotten away from traditional Chinese diet, and they're eating lots and lots of animal protein, poor quality fat, processed foods. And it may be that the folks who are not eating a lot of carbohydrates also aren't eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, which are known to have protective effects against atrial fibrillation, because atrial fibrillation, to some extent, is an inflammatory disorder. A pro-inflammatory diet can make it more likely to happen. Also, fruits and vegetables are rich in magnesium and potassium, which have an anti-arrhythmic effect. And so there you have it. The study is bogus. And the lead author of the study admits it. Dr. Zhuang said that while the research shows an association, it cannot prove cause and effect. He says a randomized controlled trial would be needed to confirm the relationship between carbohydrate intake and AFib. And so, other flaws in the study did not track participants with asymptomatic AFib or those who had had AFib but were never admitted to a hospital. So poor record keeping. I mean, it's unclear. Maybe there were a bunch more people out there with AFib. These are only the people who were properly diagnosed with AFib. Remember, this is China, and maybe, just maybe, there's a lot of people in China who have AFib. And because of, you know, lack of medical resources or reluctance to go to the doctor in traditional village societies, yeah, parts of China are still backward, maybe they had AFib and it just wasn't picked up. Yeah. Again, look, remember the headline. The headline poisons the well for low-carb diets. It says low-carb diets linked to atrial fibrillation. Boom. There you have it. So a lot of people are discouraged, and they're saying, well, I mean, I went on this keto diet, but I don't want to get a heart attack. Really? No, that's not the way it works. In fact, there are cardiovascular benefits to low-carb diets, and those diets don't have to be laden with meat. You can have meat, plenty of vegetables, lots of fish, plenty of nuts. That's a way to achieve a low-carb diet and avoid, even if you're on a paleo diet, avoiding grains. Certainly should avoid sugar. Sugar, a known precipitant of atrial fibrillation. So don't load up on the carbs merely because of the study. And, you know, I'll tackle this issue in depth in our upcoming newsletter, because this is just but one of the highly publicized studies or rumors or innuendos that have been used to torpedo the low-carb diet. All right, this item... file this under the robot will see you now. You know, medicine is becoming increasingly depersonalized, and more and more people are just not getting to see their doctor. They're communicating with their doctor by other means. There's e-medicine, electronic medicine, and you go to a portal and you access your doctor, and you query your doctor. And that's because of a doctor shortage, and also because doctors are expensive. They can be replaced with other handlers or technology. Headline, California man learns he's dying via robot that video conferenced his doctor. This is a crazy story. Apparently, this guy, Ernest Quintana, went to Kaiser Permanente Medical Center's emergency department in Fremont, California, and he was in bad shape. And so His granddaughter was there to facilitate. She was with him in the intensive care unit. When a nurse said, the doctor will be making his rounds. Well, it wasn't a doctor in person. A robot telemedicine device was wheeled into the room, and the doctor appeared on the video screen, which was highly confusing to Mr. Quintana, who was half dead and perhaps also had some issues with sensory, with hearing, perhaps even linguistic difficulties. So his daughter had to explain to him what the doctor was saying on the video screen, and it wasn't good. The doctor delivered a terminal diagnosis to Mr. Quintana, said he wasn't going to pull through, regrettably. And the doctor said he was sorry and did the usual doctor thing. You're not going to pull through. But it was all via a robotic device with a video screen. And that's kind of cold. you tell a guy that he's going to meet his maker, and you don't want to do it via a robotic device that the guy can barely see and understand. The granddaughter said she was stunned to hear from the doctor by video that her grandfather's lungs were failing and that he didn't have long to live. So the Kaiser Permanente issued an apology. They say, quote, we regret falling short in meeting the patients' and families' expectations in this situation, and we will use this as an opportunity to review how to improve patient experience with televideo capabilities. Now, clearly, we need to harness technology, but this is a rather cold and impersonal way to leverage modern breakthroughs. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 for questions. And you remember Pharma Bro Martin Shkreli, the 35-year-old Gen Y guy with the perpetual smirk, who was found guilty of lying to investors and two failed hedge funds and cheating them out of millions. He was a sort of a Bernie Madoff wannabe, and he's now in prison, but he's back in the news because although he's serving a 7-year sentence for securities fraud at a low-security prison complex about 40 miles from Philadelphia, in Fort Dix, New Jersey. He has been found to be running his pharmaceutical company from behind bars using a contraband smartphone. He's renamed his drug company Phoenixus AG. That's because it's back from the ashes. And he's been directing them to buy and sell and do various machinations on the pharmaceutical market. His MO is he plays money ball with undervalued pharmaceutical assets, like cheap drugs for rare conditions, which the rights of which can be bought at a very low price, and their prices then can be jacked up enormously. He did that with a drug called Daraprim, which is used for toxoplasmosis infections in HIV patients. And it's a cheap drug, but he raised the price 50 times to vastly increase his profit margin and got a whole bunch of investors to back him. But he's now in jail, and he's using, you know, just like a mafia don, he continues to communicate with his subalterns on the outside to run his criminal enterprise from inside the walls of this low-security prison complex. And so I think they're going to confiscate his phone, and they may, I don't know, they may deny him certain meal privileges or exercise privileges or some minor form of discipline. Okay, this couple of related items, because blue, think blue and purple when it comes to health benefits. First, let's talk about blueberries. The blue in blueberries is tied to blood pressure lowering that rivals medication. This, according to research at King's College in London, investigators found that anthocyanins in blueberries, just 100 grams of blueberries for 4 weeks on a daily basis, associated with a systolic blood pressure lowering that's equivalent to the effect of BP-lowering medications, new research suggests. I think the only side effect here is, you know, the price point, getting fresh blueberries, organic blueberries, might be expensive in the winter. But interesting study, they actually found that eating blueberries, actually they used a drink, 11 grams of freeze-dried wild blueberry powder in water twice daily. The men received this drink, and the outcome was an improvement in flow-mediated dilation, which is a measure of the stiffness of blood vessels. And they found dramatic improvements that were comparable to the effects of drugs. In other studies, participants took a control of took one of five different anthocyanin capsules and also achieved benefits in terms of blood pressure control and blood flow. So think blueberries, you know, whether in you know, capsules, powders, or fresh blueberries for blood pressure control. And pomegranate juice may slow age-related memory decline. That's another proanthocyanin, this one purplish-red. And what they discovered is that pomegranate juice, 8 ounces every day, there's a randomized double-blind design, and it continued for a year. Individuals 50 to 75 years old had some cognitive disabilities, and they were all randomly assigned to drink 8 ounces of either pomegranate juice or a drink that was similar but contained no polyphenols for the placebo. And what they found was actually improvements in cognitive and visual learning scores and a slowing of progressive decline that characterizes aging and Alzheimer's disease. So very cool. Again, not a breakthrough cure for Alzheimer's, but these purplish-bluish compounds improve blood flow and can slow brain deterioration. So make sure you include them in your dietary portfolio. They're potent antioxidants. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. And next hour, we're going to take a look at whether bright lights promote diabetes. Also a study on vitamin E and asthma. And has your blood pressure medication get a recall over cancer risk. 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.